Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Chewy, another wife story out of you?
I do. Yeah, this is a good wife story. It's one of the happy ones.
All right.
So, about a month or two ago now, I went to Weiss one Saturday morning, and there's an older gentleman in the produce section.
Mm-hmm.
And I never learned his name. But I walked in one day and he was talking to somebody. I think it's Dave,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But I'm not entirely too sure. And I was walking in one morning and he was talking to somebody, and then he saw me, big smile on his face. Hey, good morning. How's it going today? And I said, I'm good. How about yourself? Not too bad. Is it still cold out there? Oh, it's pretty cold. I had to start the car before I came here, and we were talking. I heard it's going to snow this week, and he's like, hey, I hope you just have a great day, brother. I said, you too. Stay warm. And he said, you too. And then maybe the next week when I went to the grocery section there in the produce, he was there again. Hey, morning. Great to see you. How are
yeah.
you? Good, great conversation again. Just really happy. He livens the place up. And then I finally went there with Amanda maybe about 2 weeks ago when we got snow on that Saturday morning.
Yeah.
When we got the snow, me and Amanda went and we had to get some things. And I was talking to one of the workers there. And then from down the hall, I hear, hey, how's it going, man? Great to see you. You came out in the snow? Of course I did. How about you? Was it snowing when you left? Of course it was. And then we just talked again. I still don't know that guy's name. I think it might be Dave. We've never introduced each other, but we know each other from talking all the time, and that's it.
Call him Dave. Let's see how that goes
for you. It might be. I know he drives up 437 for work. He knows I come down through Rockledge to Weiss when I go, because he always asks, how's the Rockledge Pass when you come in? Not too bad. How is 437? I know, we know those things. And it's not just, a guy making conversation, he forgets me the next day. It's that, when we see each other, we know.
I kind of like that, but you're right. How do you now get to the point which you should say, hey, I'm Chewy, and
I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
Are you wearing your I'm Chewy hoodie?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Oh, so he knows your name then.
No, well, not all the time.
Yeah.
He's never asked. He's never said, hey, Chewy.
Yeah.
He doesn't say, bud, how's it going? He's like me.
Yeah.
I hit you with the, hey, how's it going? Long time no see.
How's it going, pal? Good to see you.
I don't think I can ask his name.
Well, I think you should, but I think, is there a way? And I don't have an answer for you. I'm hoping somebody can call us and tell us.
I think, I do think his name is Dave.
My other way, I always used to do this with, Michelle with me. If I forgot the person's name, I'd introduce Michelle. Oh, this is my wife, Michelle.
Yeah, I do that all the time, too, with Amanda.
So you need to...
There's a failure to that, though.
Well, if Amanda's not there.
No, when you've already introduced Amanda to the person.
Oh.
That's why I've done it to people before. I'll be like, hey, this is my wife, Amanda. I don't know if you've met her before.
Yeah.
We'll
introduce her as Smudge. But
Smudge.
Get another old lady. Just pull her out of the aisle and say, oh, this is,
this is
Miriam.
Nice to meet you.
What's
your name? Ever met her? But I did. I think somebody went up to him one time and was like, good morning, Dave. That's why I think it's Dave. But it might be Carl.
But he works there?
Yeah, he works at Weiss in the produce section. Nicest dude in the world.
He doesn't have a name tag?
Probably does, but I don't.
You don't look at it?
No.
Okay. Diane, what should he do?
Chewy is not a shy guy.
Chewy is not a shy guy.
So you just go up to this guy in Wise and you say, is your name Dave? I'm Chewy. And then you'll find out what his name is.
But I've been having conversations with this guy for 2 months now. So
that's okay.
And that brings me to my next biggest fear. What if he already told me his name and I forgot it?
And you're in trouble.
You'll be fine.
Okay, well, I'll give it a go. I'll give it the old college try, which I didn't do too good at either.
Okay.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.